for calling REI Diamonds here in New York. This is Aubrey speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, is this Aubrey?
Yep, this is... Hello?
Hey!
It's me! It's me!
It doesn't sound like you, Boomer Jean. What's up?
Glad to get you.
Well, I'm returning your call, but I'm also... You may be returning my call.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Thank you. Hey, will you look at that head, Marlon, since I'm yeah. No.
Aubrey,
will you look at that head?
Oh,
that
I get
me,
it
Aubrey.
Now. Fuck. I was wondering what the hell you were laughing about. I totally was like in... I was jobbing it. I was really good at my job right there because I totally didn't rattle.
Yeah.
There was no gutter alley for Aubrey right there. I was totally like, well, what is going on with the head for the princess cut, dude? What is going on?
I hit it.
You asshole. Lance got me yesterday. Do you know it's not a code 24? It's a code 25. No wonder she looked, like, Matt's parents looked at me crazy
Girl.
At dinner. Oh, my God, I'm stupid.
No, look. It's a code 22, and our but...
No,
or,
Lance
code
told me yesterday 25.
No, 24, code 24. He's going to change it on you every time, because here's the thing.
That
it's not
asshole.
A universal...
It isn't?
It's not a universal... No, it's not a universal code.
He confirmed it yesterday with me. And when I tried to get a hold of Miss Leslie to go over this princess cut because I couldn't get, like, I just thought, you know, I'll try to get Leslie and kill two birds with one stone because she was sick on Tuesday. So I called him yesterday. She was busy. I got him. I'm like, you'll never believe. I try, you know, Trey's girlfriend got hired by the DA's office, and we were at dinner. So I was telling him the funny part about the code 24, and she's like, I don't really think that's a thing. Maybe. And she was so nice and gracious about it. I'm like, no, it totally is. They're in a bagel shop. Somebody comes walking up, and it's like a little wink-wink between officers. Everybody knows about this, and now you do. It's so, she goes, No, honey. Lance said, confirmed it again. I texted her. I said, don't worry, babe. It's not 24. It's 25. So are you telling me she fucked with me again?
Okay.
I'm going to make my daughter-in-law look like the biggest ass. I'm never meeting any of her coworkers.
I thought
you were just fucking with me with the 22. I was like, they are messing with me. They're messing with the numbers. All right, back to the
totally.
Sorry to rabbit hole, but that literally had to come out of me because when you said it's 22, I go, hold up, wait a second. The head comment was good, but this is not good because now I got to text her again and say it's all BS. And you'll meet them at your wedding. Don't worry. He loves you because of this woman. So you'll get a pass. Lance, I'm not giving him no pass. No more.
So here's the deal. Is that
it.
It's department specific. So it is a thing, but it means that, so for instance, like they say code 69, and that's a meetup. Well, I mean, and...
Oh, it is?
It's... Yeah,
but you know what it means, like sexually, right?
Well, I mean, but think of the position.
I know.
It's like a Pisces fish.
Yeah.
Well, it's because when they pull in, like one car is pointed one way and the other car is pointed the other way.
Yeah.
And so,
so it's just a very general term. But when you say it in a really low-toned voice, like, can you look at my head? Like, or just the tip, that's what it feels like to me. It's moist. I don't like that word either. It just makes me feel very non-Catholic, okay? All right.
I completely understand. But look, that is not universal. And
I
so,
get it, though.
Like, I don't know what that department... code for I gotta go take a shit is.
Right. I assumed it as more of a, hey, they do this when they just don't want to talk to the public, because Lance I was always so afraid of him, but it's because he's just a shy guy. But for the longest time, I thought he was just really mean. So anybody walking up to him, I would be like, yeah, I wouldn't walk up to that dude either. He's got a, like, he's got like a perma bitch face on, but a man bitch face. Like,
he
scares me a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know how he could be
so
judgy because he's so kind.
Well, he is, but
he's smart on his judgmental, though. Like, he's judgmental because he's had to be with his job, right? Like, he had to do really quick judgments, and he was taught. Maybe he just has it as a sixth sense. I think a lot of cops. Cops, I just found this out from Maddie.
Hey.
Yeah.
Can we, I'm sorry to cut you off, but can we not, can we actually talk business? Go ahead and finish your thought, but then let's get back
on business. No. You're right. Nope. You're better. Go. Nope, because I want to save it because I want to add to it later on. And if you have time tonight, I'll give you a call.
Okay. That sounds great. Okay. Hey, look. So here is the situation.
Yes.
Here's the sitch. So what I'm looking at is, so the lady has a, we're trying to match an earring, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the measurements as far as the top go are good, but her diamond is insanely deep. And that's why it's picking up all of this. It spreads at the top at like a half carat size, but these diamonds are almost
on a scale.
No, it's mounted.
Damn. Okay.
It is almost 3.7 millimeters deep.
Mm, mm, mm.
3.75 millimeters deep.
So how do you tell somebody? Yeah, how do you tell somebody that? I'm sorry, but did they buy it from you first?
I think so. I don't know. I mean, I really don't know.
Find out if they bought it from you first, and then say, you know, because of the make of the stone, these aren't desirable cuts any longer. Because they aren't really desirable cuts. They're more of, like, that era of, like, deeper cuts. Like, the old Euro, it probably is just, like, hey, we've got extra rough, and what is the largest diamond, and what shape can we get from this rough, you know, derive from this rough?
I get all of that, but it doesn't help my situation because of, yeah. I know what you're saying. I hear you.
You wouldn't be okay with an explanation? Or
no.
Fuck.
No. Mm-hmm. I mean, no.
So we need to make this better. She's angry.
She's not angry. She's actually really nice, but she's really, really, really particular because what we're seeing is, okay, the carat and a half is what she has been paying insurance on.
Got
so that's
it.
What she wants. And I don't know if this is an insurance claim or what. The stone that we got in is obviously a better cut. Obviously, this stone is,
it's not the
like
right weight,
no, it's like 60 pointers, and it's much brighter. I'm going to send you a picture. Let me... Fine.
Would she be okay with you sending that to us so we can match it perfectly?
Yeah.
Why don't you just do that and ship that other diamond back at the same time?
Okay.
The fair that you looked at? And then we're not going to, if you can take it out of the mounting and she gets your approval for that, or even if you sent it in the mounting, And we found something as similar. It's got to be better than me trying to figure out what your color is and what my color is, because everybody's never going to ever get it right. Your color
right.
is going to be better, and my eyes suck. So if you send it in to me, I can get it perfect with the GGs, just matching it perfectly here with the depth and everything. They'll bring in parcel, and they'll search through non-certified goods. It might get us a better outcome.
Okay. Okay. Let me let her know. I just sent you that picture.
Okay. Yeah, I heard my phone just go off. I don't know where it is, but my watch just dinged. That was you. I don't know how to make my watch show me the picture, but I'll go find my phone, but I'll let the girls in the office know. So you're thinking it's still a maybe not an agent color because it's a little bright, you said. So if they were going to bring in a parcel, it should be like 70-ish, like, maybe, just a little bit deeper.
Yeah. Like, they need to be, like, 70-pointers, but, like, deep. closer to 75 would be my guess.
Yeah, you only need one, though.
Yeah, I just need one. Yeah, I just need it matched. So, okay, so let me,
Build yourself a week out. Say, you know what, they are willing to do, you know, if you want to call back, whatever you say, just build yourself a week in. Because I know admin here, and with shipping, I don't want it to be you overnight it. And even if I was to overnight it back, and that's only, what, 3-day time frame, and we have a week, it still might not get here in time.
Okay, yeah, that's not a problem. So you want the stones loose?
If it's okay with her, but it's a princess cut, so I get nervous about asking you to do that. But I know Marlon's right. But you know what I mean? Like, because it's her item, I don't know if you would typically take it out of the mounting or not. Whatever you normally do, how's that? I'm not going to put my fear in your head. Because it's something you do every day.
I'm not worried about it being set. That part doesn't bother me.
Okay.
It's just the labor, you know, like we'd have to eat the labor on it again. But
don't do that then. Don't do it. If that's the case, then I'm just going to – I'm asking you the question so that I can pull in a parcel of deeper cut stones that are going to be one-offs in our non-certified goods, because it sounds like you're going to need something along those lines, and it has to be a larger size range. That's where our deeper makes are going to be, Cal, because, I mean, like said.
No, I get it.
It's easy for me to say it's a shitty stone that you bought and sold somebody. But we don't know if you did that. It's just a shitty stone that she has. Now we got to match that. So I'll get it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's okay. Okay. Awesome. So let me call
her.
Let me verify with her and let her know, you know, here's what we're looking at and kind of get
it. Yeah. Just start. I
got a direction.
Yeah. If you want to just offer two options, either I can send you in a bunch of stones. I just might not get it right again is all. That's what I worry about.
No,
it's a timing thing.
This is the better way to do this. It's not a timing thing, though.
Okay.
I'm not worried so much about that. That's something you made up.
In my head? Well, it's because it's Christmas.
You created.
And in my head, I like to dot I's and cross T's. And yesterday I called. I got Lance telling me about a code 25. I thought it was real. And then I called back to get Miss Leslie, and I got hung up on. So I knew you guys were busy. So I appreciate your time. Thank you.
That was so funny. Okay.
Bye, hon.
Well, bye.